This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. And we go to the homeless challenge for the governor and for the mayors of California. Jeff, we begin in San Diego. Some time ago, I recall San Diego looking to solve the homelessness by setting up a massive tent. My picture is a huge tent. Or deploying shelters in courtyards, parking lots. I just have an image of this beautiful San Diego weather in downtown, and they were going to solve homelessness. Clearly, it hasn't caught up with the numbers. All of California is overwhelmed. So you bring to my attention that two San Diego City Council members are proposing obliging the homeless in San Diego to go into conservatorship. What does that look like, Jeff? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So what conservatorship looks like is a lot like what the governor's proposing and what other mayors and other leaders are proposing. And that's they set up what are essentially homeless courts that would decide that homeless people were a danger to themselves or to others. While they hadn't committed any crime, it wasn't safe for them to be out on the streets menacing or threatening to menace people, or again, harming themselves, drugs, alcohol, even putting themselves in harm's way out in the elements. And so they're coming up with these ideas to put people in conservatorship where they can receive treatment, where they can be sheltered, where they can receive medical care, they can get food. And the idea is that if we work on it hard enough, eventually we'll be able to turn their lives around because we'll be able to help them to get healthy, either mentally or physically or both.
The San Diego solution then is the courts. We go to San Clemente in Orange County, right, Jeff? Orange County.
And yes.
Their response is to worry about the homeless and theft. What kind of theft?
The kind of theft that we see a lot in a lot of the homeless encampments has to do with bike theft, because it's fairly easy to take. They're easy to take. They're fairly easy to get away with. You know, it's you have your own getaway car. And what's great about them for the thief is that they can be broken down and parted out. So just as they talk about chop shops with cars, where they steal a car, bring it to a location, disassemble it, and sell it for parts, they've been doing the same thing with bikes as well. So what happens is this. Now, this really came to people's attention up in the Bay Area, particularly in San Francisco. In San Francisco, you had these tech guys who worked in Silicon Valley that would buy these super expensive racing bikes, road bikes. I mean, we're talking about bikes that run between $5,000 and $15,000, and they have the money and they don't bat an eye at it. And their bikes were being stolen. Well, when the city health workers and the public works folks went to these encampments to clear them out, they found literally thousands of bikes and many more thousands of parts laying around. It became apparent what was happening. Since then, a lot of people's eyes have been opened to these massive collections of bicycles they find at homeless encampments. So now down in San Clemente, they realized there are a lot of these bikes that are being stolen, and they also tend to be a fixture that, you know, that kind of defines some of these encampments. It's like you have these massive walls of bikes everywhere or piled up. And so it's kind of a two-edge approach. One is, you know, we're going to get them to stop stealing everybody's bikes in the neighborhood, or we're going to stop these encampments from happening. We're not going to allow them to be mobile and all gather these things in one place. Now, San Clemente is at Southern Orange County. It's a fairly well-to-do enclave. Some of the homes in that area are uber expensive. There's one estate recently went on the market for over $65 million. It was President Nixon's former San Clemente estate. So there's a lot of money down there, and it's a community that's not been happy with what's transpired around homelessness. And they've had violence, they've had crime, they've had a lot of anger and, you know, pushback from the community. So this is their approach is, look, maybe if we can stop them from being allowed to repair bicycles in public, we'll be able to cut down on these thefts and the encampments.
Jeff, these are really expensive bikes, right? We're talking tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, actually they are. Now, it was interesting a couple of years back when they cleared out an encampment near the Angels baseball stadium where the Major League Baseball Angels play. They took out of one of the kind of areas back along the Santa Ana River there, I had read a report of somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 bicycles, bicycles. Now, all of them weren't in one piece, and there weren't a lot of, you know, $10,000 and $15,000 bicycles. But you can see what happens is these are things that people want to buy parts for them on Craigslist. You know, somebody who wants quick drug money is willing to, you know, sell a piece that would normally go for $200 for $20. So there's a fresh market there for people who want these things and people who can get rid of them quickly.
From San Clemente, we go to Redondo Beach. I don't know where that is, Jeff, but they also are addressing homelessness with food donation centers that they're locating. They're locating the homeless near the donation centers. Where's Redondo Beach?
Redondo Beach is in a part of LA County called the South Bay. It's not far from Los Angeles International Airport. It's right there on the water. There's a series of communities there that are very nice that haven't had been hit with homelessness like some of the other ones like Venice Beach have. And you have Redondo Beach, Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach. And that really, you know, for Los Angeles, for many years, that has been kind of the place, aside from a place like Malibu, that kind of spelled out what the beach culture in Southern California is like, you know, surfing, sunning at the beach, swimming, and just big, wide open beaches. But now you have a lot of homeless moving to those areas. They're attracted by the warm weather and by the resources that are being made available. A lot of people aren't happy with that. They feel like it's not just making people's lives easier, but it's actually promoting homelessness in these communities where they didn't have as much before.
To Los Angeles. Now, there's an election underway in Los Angeles, but this is about the County Board of Supervisors, who I understand have independent authority. They want to create an agency on homelessness. One, I'm surprised it doesn't exist already. And two, this is to replace state intervention be on top of state intervention. How is this proposed?
It is on top of state intervention, but moreover, it's on top of what already exists in terms of what LA and LA County do. So what it would combine the efforts or oversee or have authority over the departments of health services, social services, mental health when it comes to homelessness. And, you know, part of this is they're trying to get ahead of the election, actually. They're trying to make it seem things aren't going as bad as they are. But there is a concern that here we are, we're just creating one more brick in the wall when it comes to the homeless industrial complex.
And from LA, we go to what appears to be unreliable information, but it was in the Los Angeles Times. This is about a doctor, Andrew Herring, and he believes he has a solution for one part of the homeless problem, which is drug addiction. How does it go, Jeff?
That's right. Dr. Andrew Herring, who's in Oakland, has been watching people die from overdoses for years. And so he's come up with a formulation or the use of a drug called buprenorphine that is a way to help them fight opioid addiction. And it works on the receptors in the brain. It helps reduce cravings and withdrawal symptoms. And he believes, as do some others, that you could use this and only use it once a month, and the side effects are nominal, and this would help in many ways to deal with the homeless situation. As we've reported before, you know, you're talking about 80 to 85% of the people who are homeless are probably dealing with some type of substance abuse issue or mental illness or both. And this is a way of addressing a major portion of it. And, you know, as the situation continues with drugs coming over the border with methamphetamine and opioids, fentanyl, this is only getting worse. And so this is one step, at least one medical official believes is a step in the right direction.
A former army base as a homeless shelter. This is Oakland. Oakland's a troubled city, Jeff. So this solution, is it a patchwork? I remember, didn't Oakland have an open area? The homeless were planted there, and there it appeared to be city permission to plant there?
There's all sorts of things that Oakland keeps trying out. The small houses approach, the, you know, patch of land that's going to have these small houses on it. They've allowed camping here and there. They've not disturbed encampments before. But it really has gotten to the point where a place like Oakland, which is known for being very liberal, or if you want to say on the other side of the coin, very compassionate, has kind of reached their tipping point because the crime has just gotten so out of hand. People are not getting better. That's a sure sign that things aren't working. People are not getting better. The numbers continue to go up, not just in terms of the people who are in these encampments and on the streets, but people who are sick and people who are dying from the drugs and the exposure.
And Sacramento, the state capital, this has to do with a landlord blocking a street off. Why?
What they're saying is if we can block it off, we can keep the homeless from coming in there. In a sense, it almost becomes like a de facto homeowners association move. We've seen that in other places in Southern California, where places where people would just camp out, they've now rolled large landscaping boulders in these places, and people can't either, they can't camp there, they can't park their dilapidated cars and RVs in their neighborhoods. And so this is a way of dealing with homeless just deciding to move into people's neighborhoods.
Jeff, is homelessness in the daily news the way it was, say, a year or 2 years ago, or is it moved away from the top story?
It's absolutely in the news. Right now, it's competing with, you know, on the state level with crime, because crime has just skyrocketed. And of course, dealing, you know, it's competing with stories on the national level with inflation and gas, which are hitting California very, very hard, and the supply chain. It's very interesting. I've been talking to a lot of people about the supply chain issues, and they haven't seen a big change. But when you talk about homelessness, it's something that everybody is just very frustrated about, because even as I pointed out, the most liberal, compassionate people are saying, oh, we've done all this, we've put all this money into it, we've created all these programs, nothing's changed. Well, they've gotten worse. And so people are saying, we've got to do something new.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.